With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Australian survivor is a
survivor. New Zealand
survivor.
Survivors.
21 South Africans. 12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
Give them the swimmer.
£1 million.
Million euro.
Million. Rubli.
Tribe spoke.
Scheibe talk with
Tribe spoke.
For the adventure of a lifetime.
Hello everyone, Shannon Guth here, getting you ready for our week 7 exit interview, singular, because, spoiler alert, the second episode of the week was a non-elimination and there are only 2 episodes now going forward. So I got to talk to the queen, Hayley Leek, my great friend, who is the best of the best. I'm so honored to be able to talk to her in the exit interview. So she gave some insights on where the game is going, the insights behind some of her moves through the last couple of weeks, and it's definitely one that you want to check out. I will be talking to Owen on the recap, then I have the check-in with Rob as always. Talking Tribal should be out already as well, so you should be able to check that out. But thank you guys so much for listening. As always, hope you enjoy the exit interview, and I will see you on the other side. Hayley! Oh, I'm so sad. I'm happy to talk to you, but I'm sad that this is why we're talking.
No, I'm happy. I'm in a good place, but I'm nervous for this chat because most chats are just like, oh, talk about your friendship with George, rah, rah, rah. And I'm like, Shannon gets deep in the like strat, so I'm gonna have to explain myself.
Yeah, well, obviously we're gonna hope to have a longer conversation, but there is one really important strategic question I wanted to ask you. I think the question on everyone's mind is the Brains versus Brawn deep dive. You said how much you didn't want to be on Survivor when the Queen died. She was on. You were on Survivor when she died in the early merge. You manifested her death, Hayley. This is a crime against Britain.
I feel like when the Queen died, something in me died, and then my game just like unraveled. So, and then the King was anointed, and so now we see George just like nailing it. So I really blame the real royals for my demise.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. But no, to actually talk about Survivor, a lot of people are asking what happened between what we saw as like Nina being between these plans. You're going for George, George is going for you, and then you vote for Nina. So can you explain, like, in my hardcore strat chat, why that happened?
Yeah, I think I went into that tribal thinking that there was sort of two plans. Like, I really was sold by the drama of the Jacuzzi Alliance, and I believed them. They were acting very well. And so I thought, okay, so we could take out George now. But George had been really reassuring to me all day that it was going to be Nina, and everyone was feeding that to me. And Nina hadn't given me much on her confirmation that she did want to vote out George with me and Simon. And that just, she wasn't looking at me. I had no eye contact. She was avoiding me, which now makes sense because she was trying not to break this ruse. And I think that I didn't, when I went up to vote, I thought, I don't think I have Nina on this vote. I don't know what Nina is doing, but George seems solid. Liz seems solid. Let's get Nina out. That seems like a plan that will work. So I was fooled, and I'm glad that I was, because I don't want to go out in any other way but a blindside.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you'd been setting it up for a while. You make this move against Sean to keep Simon in. What had been your, like, ultimate plan? Was the plan then to come back from that and use Nina, like, you know, George is distracted by Nina to take him out, and then the numbers weren't there? Or, like, what had been your goal through the subtle moves you were making to get to this point?
I think that I got a bit surprised when I made that move to vote out Sean, which was a very last-minute decision of mine. It seemed very clear to me that I needed Simon to stay in the game, because I saw Simon as someone I could beat at the end. At this point, I'm getting very up in my head about who I think I can and can't beat, because as a previous winner, a lot of people don't want to give me the award again. They want to give it to someone new. So I think I have to be next to someone that they don't like. And, like, Liz doesn't like Simon. Like, a lot of people, I think, aren't getting along with Jerry. So I'm like, if I can get to the end with Jerry and or Simon, I'll be happy. And I think I have a chance. And so that's why I keep Simon in and get rid of Sean. But I didn't predict that George would have such a big visceral response to thinking it was Nina so immediately. My plan was actually to come back and tell George and say, hey, that was me. I actually did that. It was for these reasons. I still want to work with you. Let's move forward. He has since told me if I did that, it would have been fine. But once he blows up at Nina, I'm just like, God, I want to step in the way of this. Like, he's really mad. And he's so sure about it. And George is wrong, and George is never wrong. So maybe this is good. Maybe I can use this. So I don't regret that I did that. My issue was I didn't put the work in once I got back to camp. I get back to camp, I go to bed, and I think, tomorrow I'll talk to Nina. I think about it at night. What am I going to do? I'll talk to Nina. Me, Nina, and Simon, we can work together. Maybe we could get Liz. Maybe she's annoyed about the Shawnee vote. But my problem is I wait. I go to bed. That's the mistake. And Nina, she's fuming. She's not going to bed. George, he's spinning. He's not going to bed. And they stay up. And I'm not offering Nina reassurance. I'm sleeping. Meanwhile, she's like, nah, I don't want this. I'm gonna blow Haley's game. I'm gonna work with George. Power to her, right move for her. And my mistake is I was lazy.
Well, Survivor does hate sleep. You know, it's a big sleep shaming show. So I hate that you would lend credence to that. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned so many people I want to talk about, George being the main one, your relationship throughout the game. You know, it was pitched to us as like Haley versus George. We see him mostly like helping you on the mat in these like hugs after the challenges. What had been your intention for George? Because we heard you were like throwing him under the bus. Obviously, you get back together with the vigilantes where there's not a lot of options for you. Like, did you have one particular course in mind for the two of you throughout the game?
I was open to whatever. Like, if it worked out that we could both move towards the end and feel like we both had a good shot to win, amazing. Let's recreate the final two of Brainless Brawn. But George's game was so big. Like, he's playing so well and he has just smashed it that I can't do anything but put myself in the best position I can be in. And I just really thought, if it was me next to George at the end, I've won before. He's played amazing. I'm not going to win that. Like, George will win that. And I would be really happy for him to win that, but I can't sacrifice myself for that because I love this game and I want to play hard. So I thought maybe I could move closer towards the end, maybe him, Matt and Jerry, but I started getting very concerned by my conversations with Matt and Jerry, who were just immovable. And they just would not consider voting out George, and they really weren't opening any pathways up for that. So I was worried that if I got that far, they would take George to the end and vote me out. And so I just thought I needed to make a move on George when I had numbers still in the game. And so I started doing some quite reckless things to try to achieve that. And yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, why not, Haley? You know what? You've already won. You're playing with house money. Might as well take the swings. I totally get it. I mean, so in terms of Matt and Jerry, I did want to talk about that because Jerry is a relationship we heard about from you from early Heroes in terms of that bond. And then Matt, I feel like, you know, he was left out of the vote on you. There's a secret scene where they felt they didn't trust he would vote for you. You do tell him about the 60K. He doesn't bring it back. And then in your Jury Villa, you said, you know, you'd like to see him win. Maybe he hasn't done enough, but it's something you'd like to see. So were those bigger relationships than we really saw on screen?
Yeah, like my perception of Matt is that he loves this game and he's a fan and he wants to play and he'd love to play big. I don't see him as someone who just wants to hide behind someone the whole way. So I did think he was going to do something and maybe he'd do it with me. The reason I tell him about the 60K specifically is because I just thought that people were waiting for maybe a second prize. Like maybe I'll win the car or maybe I'll win the set for life. And, you know, then I get like second or third, but I wanted everyone to know that was all gone. And now it's like, it's the win or it's nothing. Like that's all you have left. So play now. This is the time to do it. But I think that George is just playing better. Like honestly, George, the reason that Jerry would say to me, I'm never going to vote for George is because George had fed Jerry that Jerry's game is amazing. And so Jerry's like, look, Haley, I'm like the biggest threat out here. So I really, you know, I need to work with George. And I'm like, dude, Jerry, you're not the biggest threat out here. But George has fed him that and convinced him of that. And sort of like when we see all the moves and we know that it's George making them, George will come back and be like, oh, Jerry, good job blindsiding Shawnee, you know, and like also maybe like convince Jerry that that's his move. And I think that this is just very impressive by George, but it means that he's amassed an army that really is loyal to him.
Yes, very, very tough. That's a lot of good work there. I mean, yeah, George is playing a phenomenal game, so it's tough to come up against that. In terms of some of the other allies there, Shawnee and Liz, you know, Liz tries to blindside you in the non-alim. Shawnee is someone you have the blindside on. Like, again, like these are George's connections and you seem to be connected to the alliance through them. Did you have these individual relationships where you thought someone like Liz could come over at a point, or it was all kind of through George?
Yeah, a lot of it was through George. Like he really had all those relationships. I thought I could work with Nina. Like I never really did work with Nina the whole time, but like I had this fangirl Nina thing happening at the start. I really wanted to work with her. And I thought our games could align at the end. And she's someone who, even if you haven't worked with her before, she's not going to hold a grudge. She'll like work with whoever's best for her. And I had a good relationship with Matt. And I did hope that Matt would at some point want to do something. But every time I went to have that conversation, he wasn't willing. So I just snookered myself by like not having them. I had Simon. I really felt like Simon would do whatever I asked him to do. That's why I really wanted him to stay. But yeah, and unfortunately Liz was off me, which sucks. Like I didn't know Liz. So I don't know how she's played before. I didn't know her very well. Like we hadn't spent a whole lot of time together. So that kind of relationship never formed.
Yeah, that's so interesting about Nina, because I feel like, you know, we were kind of hoping you'd be in the same space. You both approached in the Geordie vote, and then we see you're in very different places. Again, she's going to try blindside you. You give her the information at the Sam vote. She kind of seems a little into it. Then they don't believe it. Like, I felt like you guys were not on the same page this whole time. So it is kind of fitting, I guess, that, you know, you go home here with her targeting you and you trying to work with her. Like that actually feels really indicative of this kind of separate relationship the whole time.
Yeah. I think what was tricky at the start was that Sam Webb was off me very early. And I probably could have predicted that.
Too smart.
He doesn't like playing with smart people. He didn't like me or Ben. Yeah. And also have Sean throwing me under the bus a lot, being like, I think she's looking for idols so that he can protect his idol. And so that kind of set this domino effect in place where Sam Webb's best buddies with David. And so like they don't together, they think we should get rid of Haley. And Nina has this incredibly strong relationship with David that doesn't get shown, but they're like best friends. Like they're really incredibly close. They sleep next to each other every night, that kind of thing. And I think kind of by association, like I became someone Nina was against for most of the game. Which is a shame because like I'm a big fan of hers and her mom, and I would have loved to work with her. It would have been great, but oh well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, another relationship that you have mentioned is Simon. I know that you guys are good friends despite the double idol blind side of Brains versus Brawn. And he really was like your puppy dog. You know, it felt like that was the one person that you guys had each other from the swap. Like, was that really true? Of you felt like it was the two of you the whole time? Because I feel like that was really what we saw.
Yeah. I think that I felt very comfortable working with Simon because, I get what he wants to do. Like, definitely at the swap, he wants to work with the big boys. He wants to do like a mark strategy and hide behind all the guys so that he can get far. Like, him and Sean had very similar intentions, but we're good friends. And I don't think Simon had intentions of getting rid of me. And I think that he could be led, like, because you know what he wants to make big moves. So like the way to kind of direct his vote is to just tell him this is going to be a really big move and it's going to be your move. And then he's happy to do it. But yeah, no, Simon's a great guy. He was sort of like my one person out there who was like willing to work with me besides George.
Yeah. Well, I love watching you guys. I wanted your perspective on coming into the game as the only winner, such an outlier, so, so difficult. And being in this heroes tribe where there's like really like this like huge like kind of mateship mentality, which is again kind of different to how you play the game. And I know you're such a social chameleon, but I felt like it was really tough. I feel like the villains and George and Shawnee, like there was kind of chaos they could thrive in, whereas I feel like that sucked the life out of your game. Like it didn't have oxygen to breathe. And I feel like it was always trying to get up from that really stifling start. Were you feeling that the first half of the game? Did you feel like you were surviving through, like, you know, Sean's using you as a shield? There are ways to get through. But I felt like, you know, it wasn't getting that kind of oxygen in it.
Yeah. Like, I was quite intimidated coming into this game at all. Like, it was a difficult decision for me to say yes to play because I've won before so recently and in such a large way. And then when I get to the beach and I'm the only winner and then there's only five returning players and seven new ones on our tribe, it's scary. Yeah, I got really scared quite early and I got really in my head and felt like I just needed to hold and defend and see if I could get a little bit further. And as I kept getting further, I think I just kept getting more and more in my head about, like, how is the jury going to perceive me? Like, do I have enough under my belt to win? Because last time I moved towards the end, I felt really confident I could just back my game. I'd made all these moves. I'd won all these immunities. It wasn't going to be hard to sit down there and say, this is what I've done. But I was trying to picture, like, what am I going to say at the end for what I've done? And am I going to feel really proud of this game if I get to the end? So that's why I sort of started making some pretty risky moves at the end. And I was pretty bored at the start. Like, we had Mitre Alliance. They weren't going to budge. I would have loved to work with, like, Ben Law. I really love Ben Law and, like, do some stuff. But there wasn't enough power in the bottom. Like, there wasn't enough numbers in the bottom ever. Up until merge, I wasn't really having, like, the best time. It wasn't very fun. We got heaps more fun at merge.
Yeah, I could see that you were kind of in your head, I think, like, coming back as not just a winner, but, like, such an incredible winner who has this, like, game to back up. And there's, like, this stupid discourse, but you've always had it. You've had it around you versus George in terms of a final two, and George is this bombastic player. So you'd hate to come into a final two and, like, lend any credence to that, you know, versus how people will kind of scrutinize your game unfairly, I feel. And I kind of felt like I could see that wearing on you. And also, you are such a naturally big game player. And because your game had been stifled in this way, I felt like, you know, part of you was like, it was like itching to come out the way that you love to play the game and play it so well. So I think we saw that throughout.
Well, you can see it. Yeah, for sure. I've been like sitting on the beach for like 4 weeks, unable to do anything at all. And like, I didn't come here to, like, I'm not going back on Survivor again just to be like, do nothing and then get to merge and get voted out doing nothing. Like, that's the worst outcome for me always. Like, everyone has different values and how they want to play, but like, I don't want to do nothing and get voted out. And the reality is, like, 23 people will lose the game and most of them won't get the chance to do anything and to play. And like, I've already won. Like, that's already, I don't need, like, I would love to win a second time, but I'm not coming out here again and doing nothing and getting voted out. So yeah, I got risky, did some risky stuff. I had fun. And the jury. So the jury was really like, obviously winning is the prize, but like, as someone who's never been on a jury and is a big fan and I want the full experience, like, it's a big deal for me to be on the jury.
Well, in terms of some of those risky moves, I mean, the Sam vote was, I think, the closest shot we've had on George so far. The bullet missed him by inches. What was your thought process during all of that? Like, did you think they were going to go with the information? You don't leave a trail just in case it doesn't work out. And then they both stand up and both play idols, not on Sam. Like, what is going through your head at that time?
Like, I'm kind of just like, if you don't, like, I don't care. Like, if you don't want to do this, like, fine. I don't feel like my game is going to be made on if this move happens or not. I do think that if George goes home at that point, that there's a lot more freedom for people to move around, and that it would get broken open and people would work with, like, maybe that would make my path to the end more difficult. I don't know. But it would give me more people to work with. Like, he's so in control that no one can really do much and have agency with him in there. And I wanted to play. Like, I wanted to play a game, and I was really struggling to do anything with him in there. So I would have been happy if it came off, but I'm not about to stand up and say, play your idol, and then blow myself as a big player, like, that took George out. I didn't want to do that. Like, but yeah, too bad. If they don't want to follow my information, then whatever. Good luck coming back to camp and telling people that I gave them that deep info when they didn't use it.
Yeah, I feel like this is so true of your whole game. Even with, like, Simon's fake card, we're like, it's probably, like, is that real? And I know my brother was being like, does it matter to Haley? Like, you know, Haley's sitting back there, and, like, if there's chaos of a fake idol, it's not real. Like, whatever. She's sitting back with the popcorn, right? Like, that felt like that was through the whole game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when things kept blowing up, it was really fun. It was like, it's like being an audience. It's like being on your couch, but, like, in the game and watching this, like, incredible season and all the stuff keep happening. Like, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, Haley, I'm obviously devastated. My little cousin is just getting into Survivor, and they let her stay up for her birthday to watch the episode, and she was so upset to see you go. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you and me both, you know, it's very, very upsetting. But I was thinking, you know, how amazing that she has you as, like, a role model on television. You know, again, her and me both, she's 7, I'm 30, but I still feel like I look up to you, and you're so amazing, and we're so lucky to have had 43 cumulative episodes across these 2 years of you just being this, like, strong, smart, considered, graceful woman on TV. It's an incredible thing. I think that, you know, I've got so much love for you. You're an amazing person and player, forever the queen, and nothing could ever take that away. So to get to this point, coming in as the only winner, like, you should be so proud of that. It's so incredible, and I'm so proud of you. So I hope that you're, you know, going through with your head held high, because you won Survivor and then you came 7th. Like, screw the haters, you're incredible.
Yeah, no, I feel very grateful. And sometimes when I do think, like, oh no, I didn't win again, I just remember, like, how did I even get the chance to play this game once? Like, I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful, and it's an awesome game. And now I have these, like, amazing people in my life because of it. And yeah, we all know it's a game. And now that, like, you know, the minute I get voted out by George, I'm now his biggest fan, and I hope he wins. So everything is fine.
Yeah. Also think of that sentence. Oh no, I didn't win again. Think about you saying that to yourself 3 years ago. I didn't win Survivor again. I just did very, very well on my second time as the winner.
No, it was so fun. It was fun. It was brutal, but it was very fun.
Yeah, can't complain about that. But Haley, I hope we get to have a longer conversation about it after the season. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast under these dire, dire circumstances. I know I'm going to be, you missed it, but there was a long line. I'm lining up now because for the queen, you know, this is my, you know, weeks of mourning that I feel like the world experienced last year. All right. Thanks, Haley. Bye. There you have it, everyone. Hope that you enjoyed that conversation with Haley. As I said in the interview, I am hoping to have deep dives with her and some of the other contestants. So hopefully we will get a bit of a longer conversation into her game after the season. But yeah, so much week 7 content, even on a shorter week, talking tribal with Brooke and Khan, recap with Owen is coming up, and then the check-in with Rob as well. And then obviously these exit interviews. Also Survivor 44. If you are somehow fitting in all the Survivor like I am, I've been covering that. Lisa Stanger was my guest this week, and Baden Gilbert is my guest next week. So follow me at Shannon Gates, where I'm putting out all that content. Subscribe to the International Survivor Wrap-Ups feed so that you get all of this RHAP global content. Thank you as always for being with me on the journey, and I will see you on the recap. Bye.
Australian Survivor.
Survivor.
21 South Africans. 12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
20 federal.
Swamalas.
£1 million.
Millionen Euro.
Million Schkel.
1 Million. Rumble.
Tribe spoke. Tribe spoke.
Scheibe top.
Tribe
spoke.
The adventure of a lifetime.
The adventure of a lifetime.
Adventure of a lifetime.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.